Okay, let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Aveis, medium line. Mishnah. Avar Elav Lo Nanu. So the Mishnah says if the previous fast days have passed by and the rain still has not come, what happened? What were the previous fast days? That was the first set of three. After the Yechidim fast, the first set of ones that the Tzibur fasted, we have that on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. After Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and rain has not come, so Bezin goes to three Tanios, Monday, Thursday, Monday, where everybody eats until nighttime and everything is mutter except for eating and drinking. The other Inuyim are mutter. So if these pass by and no rain still has not come, Bezin goes doing Gimel Tanios Acheres Ala Tzibur. Bezin decrees another three fast days on the Tzibur. Ochlin v'shosin mibod yom, so still eating is done the night before, but mibod yom, sorry, up until the night before, but here, then once Tzeis HaKochavim comes, then they're not allowed to eat at night. V'yasur b'balacha u'b'rechitza u'b'sicha b'nilas asadol v'tash v'shamita. So by the second set of fast days, Inuyim are also asur. V'noalin es hamerchatzos, and the bathhouses are closed, since Rechitza is Aser, so therefore the public bathhouses are closed. That's the next stage after the first three, so this makes six altogether that the Kahal does. The Gvuras Ari notes that we had a Gemara in Mesachas Psachim, which discusses what about Ben Hashmashos? What about Ben Hashmashos? It says, Mibod Yom, we eat, but there's a machlokas there whether Ben Hashmashos is included in us. There are some opinions there from Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel whether maybe these fast days even start before Ben Hashmashos. And ask the Gvuras Ari if that's true, Vakashali, Amai Ben Hashmashos Shalahem Aser, Hatayna Sibra Durabanan, Vakayma Lan Sveged Durabanan Lakula. It says, why would Ben Hashmashos be Aser? Rawi Paskin, Sveged Rabbanan Lakula. If we have a suffix about a Din Rabbanan, we go Lakula. So therefore, here we're talking about a Durabanan. We're talking about fast days that are rabbinically enacted. So therefore, why would Ben Hashmashos not, why would we not be allowed to eat during Ben Hashmashos? Only when it's Vade Laila, we should be able to eat. So says the Gvuras Ari, an important Yesod. V'hai, it's an important Yesod. The question is, does it really, Sabach Rodib say, is it really true here? When do we apply the principle of Savi Drabana Lakula? Hani Mili Hecha Di Efshar Lavo Latarti Kula Disaster Nahadadi. Only in a place where you'll never come to two contradictory kulas. If it's a regular case of Savi Drabana Lakula, you're not sure if you made a bracha Rishona. I'm not sure if I made a bracha. So that's the Savi Drabana, so I don't make a new bracha. If I want to be mostly a Safik, I'll take something else that I wasn't going to eat, then I'll make a bracha on that. Fine. But if I only have one orange, and I don't remember if I made a bracha eight in the middle of eating it, so you don't make a new bracha. Savi Drabana Lakula, there's no downside. But here, says the Gvuras Ari, if I'm Mako by Ben Hashmashos going into the Tainus, so I might come to be Mako by Ben Hashmashos going out of the Tainus. Once I'm being Mako by Ben Hashmashos, so this might lead me to say I'm Mako Safik going in, Safik going out, and that would be contradictory, because if Ben Hashmashos is daytime, it can't be daytime. For if it's daytime, then it's got to be daytime that's going out also, and it's still the tainus. Miman of shach, aval hecha de efshar lavo lazeh lo. Vari hachi batameko b'ben hashmashos, ho v'sveka d'rabanan hu. V'ha b'ben hashmashos, diyula yoma d'tainet sibur nezal kula. Daveli savik yoma, fiku b'yoma d'hashmashos shalo nezal navi l'kula. So therefore, that could be a problem. And he quotes, what would he quote? What would he quote here about Savi Darabana Lakula, Betarti the Sasri? He quotes the Ranim Sachem that we had, where the Gemara says that you have to have Heseba by two of the Dalad Kosos. Some say you have to have it by the first two Dalad Kosos, because that's the beginning of the Gula. Some say you have to have it by the last two of the Dalad Kosos, because then you're already there. You're already out of Yitzhak, you're already out of Yitzhak, that's right. So we're not sure what to do. We're not sure what to do, so therefore you do both, says the Gemara. Ask the Ra, what do you mean? Heseba is a Mitzvah Rabbanan, so what do you mean? Savi Darabana Lakula, what do you mean? You're not sure what to do both. Do neither. How can you do both? So the Ra there is 2 days. One day is that, it's not much Tircha anyway. Might as well lean. That's such a big deal. But the second day is that the Ra says, you don't say Savi Darabana Lakula if the whole Mitzvah is going to be Nekar. If Savi Darabana Lakula means you're not going to do anything, so then, I'm sorry? By Megillus Esther also. If you have something about, you don't know which day to do the Megillus, they're doing neither. If you have something about which, if it's a Mukaf Chomas, therefore, says the Ran, you have to do it both times. That's not an exact parallel to our case, but the Gvuras Ari, the Shagasari here, uses that, as a comparable case that here, if you could have a Tarti the Sasri, when it comes to Savi Rabbanan, so then you would apply it as well.
You know, you said the fact that there's one different kinds of suffering. Is that either day or night?
So maybe that, right, I thought maybe there could be another answer to the question though also. And that is, we had a Ritva in Yuma, which seems to say that maybe Ben Ashmashis is not a regular case of suffix. Maybe it's what we call a din suffix. It's a halachic suffix. You have to treat it as a suffix, but not that it's really a suffix. Maybe it has components of day and night. Halachically, it has both, but it's not like it's a suffix. If you have that type of approach to Ben Ashmashos, so then again, you would not apply the principle of Sayyidra Pana Lakula there. Okay, two answers to that idea. Let us now continue. So, next three fast days passed by, there was no rain. So, we continue. Avra Elav Alon Nanu, so these passed by and there's no rain. Bezin Gozrin Alein Od Sheva Shehin Yud Gimel Ta'anios Alatibor. So, Bezin passes, gives us another seven. So, therefore, that makes 13 altogether. Tosafot Yontif says we can't add. We know, 6 and 7, what, 13? So Tosafot Yontif says it's Yud Gimel connecting to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So just like Hashem Hashem, which we're going to say so many times on a fast day, so that's the emphasis of 13 altogether. It's parallel to the 13 attributes of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Is that an answer?
I'm sorry? That's what he suggests. He says that's the remez. We know it's 13 anyway, but the remez, the answer is that, yeah, we know it's 13, but it's emphasizing why 13. 13 is trying to conjure up the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're right, the question is probably better than the answer. The question is better than the answer. But again, that's the remez. That's the remez. Hari Elu, Yiseiros Al Harishonos. These seven are more chomer, have more to do with them, more to do on them than the first six. Sheba Elu, because these seven, Masriyan Venolanas Achanuyos. These seven we blow shofar, and we close up the stores. We close up all the stores. We don't just close up the bathhouses, but we close up the stores. B'sheni, on Monday night, after the fast day, Matin Im Chashecha. Then we open the stores up a little bit to allow people to go buy food. You know, they just fasted. They have to buy food, but we only open them up a little bit. We don't open them up totally. Why don't we open them up totally? So Rashi here does not say, but the Gemara talks about this on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's where the Rashi is quoted. And the Rashi there says, because if you open up the stores in a normal fashion, it's going to be more tsar for people. People are going to see the stores open, and they're going to think about food more. So it's better not to open them totally, and open them a little bit after the fast, so people can buy food. That's what Rashi says on Yudal and Mabez. Shelo yiru b'nei adam v'yitztaru el-leis ere post in miksasan. That's Rashi, Yudal and Mabez. Achronim say, so according to Rashi, the interpretation of the Mishnah is that only food stores then. If it says, this is a whole heter, matin, so food stores can be open, so what about other stores? What about clothing stores? It says machlokas. Clothing stores, therefore what? So clothing stores can be open regular, because that doesn't cause any pain, or clothing stores can't be open at all. Even when you partially open the other stores, you can't open at all, because this is a day that stores are supposed to be closed, people are supposed to be home. So either way, but Rashi emphasizes, on Yudalat Mabez, the food aspect. Ubachamishi mutarin, but on the Thursday of the fast day, so then it's mutter totally, mebnei kavod Shabbos, you open the stores in a normal fashion, because kavod Shabbos, people have to go buy food for Shabbos. Avru elu v'lo nanu. But if these 13 have passed and still no rain, mematin b'masu b'matan. So then we have halachas similar to what we have during the 9 days. Mematin b'masu b'matan. We limit and minimize business, b'binyan u'b'netia, and building and planting, b'erisin u'b'nisuin. Erisin and Nisuin sounds like even regular Erisin, not just Su'udas Erisin. But it says Erisin and Nisuin, two stages of marriage, u'b'she'el ha'shalom e'adam l'chadero. Asking each other shalom, kibbnei adam hanizof and lamakom, like people who have been pushed aside by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have all of these nihugim. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Aleph in Halachas of the 9 days, or Shavuot Shechalbo. Actually, that's more to be more precise, Shavuot Shechalbo. The Shulchan Aruch says, because that's what the Ramah is the only one that has the idea of the 3 weeks. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the 3 weeks. It's just he has Mishenichnas Av Matin B'Simcha, says the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says Meirosh Chodesh Aratainis Mematin B'Masu B'Matin Ubinyan Shel Simcha Kegon Beis Chasdus Lebno Ubinyan Shel Tzir V'Kiyur B'Netiyah Shel Simcha, etc. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the context of the 9 days. So in our Mishnah, it doesn't have the word simcha, but the poskim understand binyan and netiya as shel simcha, meaning joyous types of buildings and plantings. I think joy is not something that you have to do, not some type of just fixing maintenance. That's allowed, but only binyan shel simcha. The question is, what about masa umatan? Binyan and Nitiya is Shel Simcha. But Maaso Matan, that is a Machlokas HaPoskim. Should all business be minimized during the 9 days, slash during these, after these last fast days? All types of business? You should just do less business? Like we say, like Mishnechna, there's Reya Mazle, we should try to do less business then? Or only Maaso Matan Shel Simcha? Only Simcha type of business. That is a Machlokas HaPoskim. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Machlokas in Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh min haposkim desvira luhu tahayinu shelo yisa b'maso matan shel simcha. Only simcha type of acquisitions could go into liknos klei chesef, otsar chei chupa, v'chadome, buying silver, buying some other type of item. Avostam masu matan ein tzarech l'mayit klal. But regular business, my investments, no problem. You don't have to mind that. That's nothing to do with simcha. That's regular business. V'yesh desvira luhu. Others say the kol masu matan tzarech l'mayit ba'is hazos. Mr. Brewer says other poskim say that all business should be curtailed. We should do less things during the 9 days and at this time period, which is patterned after each other. V'lo yasok ela kadei panas aso. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And then he adds in brackets, which is something that comes up l'maisa. V'rak im yurid, if there is a sale. If there's a sale during the 9 days, always get the shayla. I'll say, I'm not going to be able to get this after the 9 days, so can I get it now? V'rakim yurid, yesh lomar davi davar ha'ovid. V'shari b'chol inyan im hu motzei oz b'zol yoser. If it's cheaper, only now you're not going to find it after Tisha B'Av, so then the poskim are mekel. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds, u'bizmaneinu no'agu l'hakel b'chol zeh, v'shim t'hakol nechshav k'eis k'tei banasaseinu. Minach Olam says to Mishnah Berurah to be mekel, if somebody has business and they have a client and they have to take care of it now, and if not, they're going to lose the client. So the Minach Olam is to be mekel. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, but again, that's in the context of the 9 days, and here it's brought up after the fast days. Let's continue now. V'hayachidim, last line of the Mishnah. Hayachidim, what happens after this? After the does all of these nihukim? Hayachidim chozunim is'an nashiyesi nisan. So the yachidim, private individuals, continue fasting until Nisan finishes. Yatsa nisan yardu gushamim simin klala. If Nisan continues and there's no rain until after Nisan, so that is a bad omen. Shneamar halo katsir chitim hayom. As the pasuk we had earlier in the Masechta, quoted from Shmuel Aleph, when Shmuel Anavi is giving them rebuke about that they shouldn't have asked for a king. He says, hey, look, it's not the rainy season now, and look, it's going to rain, and the rain comes, and we mentioned the Malbim that says, why the Afghan did he choose rain as the sign? Because rain is something that is inherently good, but it's just if it comes at the bad time, so then it could be dangerous and ruinous to all the crops. So too with a king. A king inherently is a good idea. The problem is that Am Yisrael asked for it too early. So that's why Dafka Shmuel HaNavi uses that as the sign to give Musar to Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Akulu Isbu Tanug, I understand why the Inuyim are put in place on the fast days, because all of them have enjoyment, and we want to minimize enjoyment. Rechitza V'sicha V'tash V'shamita, all of those are enjoyable. Aval Malacha Tzaru, what, not doing Malacha? It's Tzar to go to work. What do you mean? We should have to go to work. So what do you mean we should stay home? So Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yer Be'aba, Amr Kra, it's based on a pasuk. Kadshu Tzom Kiru Atzara Isfu Zakenim. It says, sanctify the fast day, Kiru Atzara. So it calls it Atzara. Atzara, like similar to the word Atzeres. Isfu Zakenim, get the elders together, Ke Atzeres. So we have a drasha that the fast day should be like Atzeres. What's Atzeres? What's Atzeres? You have two guesses, two choices. So Rashi here quotes both, right? Shmini Atzeres, which is what's called Atzeres in the Torah, or Shvuis, which is called Atzeres in Chazal, and Shvuis, which is called Atzeres in the Torah. So he quotes both. So either one, Ma Atzeres Asur Basiyas Malacha, Aftainas Asur Basiyas Malacha. So we learn out an Isur Malacha from this pasuk in Yoel, that is an Isur Malacha on these fast days, a real Isur Malacha. The poskim, the Ritva here says, so why would they read Isur Malacha? There's no Kedushas Hayom, right? Usually Isur Malacha flows from Kedushas Hayom. So there's no Kedushas Hayom here. So the Ritva says, V'tam adavar, k'dei sheyifnu libam l'tainis v'lachzar b'tshuva. V'gam sheyiru atzmam k'ilu rafu yedehem u'mivuhalim ipnei avonoseyem. Two reasons. Number one, I should sit home and think about doing tshuva, where I can improve on. And number two is that, you know, I shouldn't go further. I shouldn't continue going in my life. I should just be confused and sitting and wondering what's going to happen, the fact that there has been no rain. The Rav Soloveitchik points out in an article, a few places, that interesting that these tiny Yost Tzibur have an Isser Malacha. Tisha B'Av doesn't have an Isser Malacha. Tisha B'Av is based on minhag. Makam she'nagu lasa malacha osin, makam she'nagu ein osin. And the Shulchan Aruch says you don't see any simon bracha from your malacha. Okay, fine, but that's a chayrim. Don't do it. It's not an isser. So Tisha B'Av is less chamur than these taniyos sibur. You would think Tisha B'Av is the worst. You would think it of the most chamur. It's part of a larger context, but Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, and other achronim as well. Maybe Tisha B'Av is a different kind of fast than the other fast days. Tisha B'Av, the focus is not tshuva. The focus is not at least the first half of Tisha B'Av. The focus of Tisha B'Av is not tshuva. The focus of Tisha B'Av is focusing on the churban. Focusing on the churban habayis. That's why all fast days have ne'ilah. Tisha B'Av, you would think, there's no with ne'ilah. All of that's an intricate part of ribui tainios. Or Soloveitchik points out, look at Tisha B'Av. Not only is there no ne'ilah, there's no extra, we don't even say Teskabel. Teskabel's Lazav Osam, which says Hashem accept our tefillos. Why? Because the Pasuk in Eicha says, Sasam tefilasi. Our tefillos have been closed off. At least the first half of Tisha B'Av, until Chatzos, that is not a day of tefillah. That is not a day of tefillah. We don't say tefillah. Kinos aren't tefillah. Kinos are remembering. Kinos are conjuring up memories and thinking about the Churban. Focusing on the Churban itself. Maybe the second half already becomes like a regular fast day. That's when we say Vayachal. That's when we put on our tefillin. That's after in the second half of Tisha B'Av. But in the first half, Tisha B'Av doesn't have a regular Issur Malacha. There's no Issur Malacha. What does the Ritva here say? You have an Issur Malacha in order to do tshuva. So the Rav Soloveitchik would say no, because the first half is not about the tshuva. You shouldn't do it. Why? Because you're supposed to think about the Beis HaMikdash. It's a focus on the churban. It's similar. I'm not sure if you made this connection or I just heard this b'shem as an extension. It's similar to Avela Shiva. Shiva is about tshuva. Somebody said Shiva. They're supposed to do tshuva during Shiva? No. What's Shiva about? It's about thinking about the Niftar, about evaluating the life of the Niftar, remembering everything about the Niftar, realizing our loss, right? Bechi. So that's what Shiva's about. That's exactly what Tisha B'Av is about. Same yoga, right? That's different than the other fast days. So there doesn't have to be an Issur Malacha because it's a different kind of fast day. Again, there are a lot of differences. Maybe it'll come up again, but there are other differences between Tisha B'Av and Taniyos, but two of them are right here. Number one, we mentioned Ne'ilah. Number two, the Issur Malacha. The lack thereof. Let's continue now. So third wide line. So if it's true that there's an Issur Malacha, so just like the Issur Malacha on Shavuos or on Shmini Atzeres starts the night before Aftaras Amayurta. The Isser Malacha should also start the night before. And we assume that the Isser Malacha by Taina Sibra only starts by day. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, L'di Mifreshi Li Minei, D'Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Kra. No, the last phrase in the Pasuk, Isvu Zakenim, Dumya Dasiva Zakenim. The last part of the Pasuk says, gather up the elders on this day. So when does that happen? Ma'asiva Zakenim Bayom, Aftsom Nami Bayom. The elders are not going out at night. So therefore, it means by daytime, that's when you gather up the elders. If that's true, so then maybe we should wait till the afternoon. Right? The Issur Malacha should only be in the afternoon, because that's when the elders get together. They don't get together early in the morning. Tihara means from the middle of the day. We had in Maseches Yuma, Mitiharo Shel HaMizbeach. Some of the sprinklings go in the middle of the Mizbeach. So maybe it means from the afternoon. Amar Rav Shishi, Breder Rav Idi, Mesaila Rav Huna, this proves Rav Huna, Da'amar Mitzafra Kinufya. That even from the morning, already people are getting together, because that is what is done. So that's why this Malacha starts in the morning. Period. Third to last line. Hey Chiyavdi. So what exactly is the process? What's done on these fast days? When everybody's has to take off from work and everybody's home. So what's done? What's the process? Hey Chiyavdi. So Amar Abaya. Mitzafrat paga diyoma ma'ayni non b'mili demasa. The first half of the day, the Rabbanan get together and everybody gets together figuring out where people can improve. What do people have to work on? Right, they have sit down. They think, what's the problem? Why do we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this to us? So the Ma'inin and Bemila Demasa, that's the first half that's done. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that it's interesting that's not done Bezman Hazeh. Why don't we have these Iyun discussions Bezman Hazeh? So the Aruch HaShulchan says because it's we don't have the power to enforce. Right, we can make Zeris and Takanis, but a lot of times people aren't gonna. It's not gonna be followed. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says this part of the fast day. Maybe everybody has to do it themselves. But this part of the Gedolim in every city getting together and making certain, figuring out exactly what's the problem, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes earlier posts, in the Magen Avraham and others, that is not done, that's not the Bezman Hazeh. But in the days of the Mishnah, the first half of the day, you examine the actions of the city. Mikan ve'elach, riva diyo makarina besifra v'aftarta, the third of the day, we read from the Torah and the Haftorah. Rashi quotes, Vayachal and Dirshu Hashem Himatzo. This is the makkah for Haftorah by a fast day. Mikan ve'eluch mina rachme. The rest of the day we spend davening. Shneimar vayakumu alamdam vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem revias hayom revias mizvadim u'mishtachvim l'Hashem Elokeihem. So that's what we do. The first half of the day is analyzing the actions, and then Torah, Haftorah, and then Tefillah. The poskim question then: so where does our mina come from of saying vayachal in the morning? Right, we say vayachal in the morning. So here it just says you're supposed to say vayachal in the by mincha. So the Vilna Gaon says on Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say anywhere here that they didn't say vayachal. It means they said vayachal and haftorah by mincha. This Gemara is a raya that they don't say haftorah by shachris. So it's not a kasha. It's a raya. Yeah.
Every time you lay the mincha, you don't lay by shachris.
Is there every time that you lay by mincha, not by shachris? But is that a fundamental reason, or is that just it just comes out that way? So when else do you lay by mincha so much? I mean, it's separate takanas. Shabbos mincha is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's takana. And tainis is a separate type of fan. It's type of leaning. So you might say that the morning is v'slichus. Morning is v'slichus. The Lechem Mishnah deals with this question about where does Vayachal come from in the morning in Hilchas Tainis, Aleph Yud Zayin, where he quotes, there's a difference. Bisman ha-gemara, kivin shayu kol kach asukim v'redufim b'mitzvahs, ulashra machshelos v'averos. In the days of the Gemara, what do they do all morning? They sat there and did tshuva. So if people are doing tshuva by themselves, you don't need to lane. People are being oseik b'tainis u'b'tshuva in the morning. So roi ha-yelavata kriyas ha-tar b'boker. Kedamrinim perek b'nei ha-iru, l'chapis v'averos, ulashra machshelos. But in our generation, as we just mentioned before, but the Aruch HaShulchan, what are we doing in the morning? We're not focusing as much as we should, so therefore we might as well lane. Well, you know, it's better to do. We're not focusing on other things. So therefore, Chazal instituted laning. He quotes the Gaonim that say this. That is why it is different, Bizman Hazet. But this is the makar for that. Ask the Gemara, one second. Eifachana. What does the Pasuk say that we just quoted? The Pasuk just says that we have Torah and Haftorah and then davening. So how do you know that unit is the second half of the day? Maybe that unit should be in the first half of the day, and in the second half of the day we should be analyzing our averus and fixing them. So the Gemara says, no, there's no hava mina. Lo salka daizach, don't think that. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, ve'ilaye asvu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael amal hagola. All those who are upset that there was a violation will come to me, the chulu, v'ksiv, and it says, obibin chasa erev, and in the afternoon, kamti mita'anasi v'efreshok kapay al Hashem. It says in the afternoon, he got up from his tainus and he brought up his hands to Hashem, which is the Lashem Tefillah. So you see the Torah Tefillah half is the second half of the day and not in the first half of the day. So I thought in the Bi'ure Hadaf, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? First do the Torah and the Tefillah in the morning, and the second half of the day analyze your sins? How does that make sense? That's Tova Vasheris Biyado. So you're asking Hashem, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, and you don't even know what you did wrong. And then the second half of the day, you're going to sit and figure out what we're doing wrong? What's the Havamina to suggest that? So he quotes from one of the Achronim, maybe it's like Ninveh. Maybe it's like Ninveh. We learn a lot of Hilchas Tshuva from Ninveh. We're going to have later on, actually, in this Masechta. What happened to Ninveh, right when they found out that they were going to be destroyed? What did people of Ninveh do? First, they screamed out to Hashem, no, 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 don't destroy us, no, no, no. And then they went and fixed out exactly what their problems were. So similar to Ninveh, you know, the reaction might be Hashem, no, we love you, we're going to figure it out, and then we go figure out exactly what we have wrong. So that was the Hava Mina. Question is, what's the Maskana? Is the Maskana that we shouldn't learn from Ninveh, or that it's just, at least here, this is the appropriate order? Okay. Amar Rafram, fourth line. Amar Rafram, Rav Papa, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda has the following statement. This is going to be a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rava. Rava is on the last line of this Amud. So Rav Chisda is here. What does Rav Chisda say? Kol shehu mishim avel, kigon tishabav ve'avel. This Amud is going to be about washing. Is somebody allowed to wash themselves when they are in Avelus, when it's Tisha B'Av, or on these public fast days? So says Rav Chisda, anything that has to do with Avelus, like Tisha B'Av, like Avel, if somebody is in Shiva, Rachmana Litzlan, Asur Bein Bechamim Bein Mesoni, they're not allowed to wash at all, in hot water or in cold water, because that's Avelus. The Gurusari just notes, what's Kagon? What other examples are there? These are the only two. If somebody's Avel, if it's Tisha B'Av or Shiva, what else is there? So he says, maybe it means, in Moed Katan, as Hashem will have, sometimes Avel goes along with Mitzora and Menuda. Those three are a unit regarding a lot of halachas. Somebody who is excommunicated and somebody who has saraz, who's outside the machane. A lot of halachas are connected by those three. So maybe that's the kagon here. But he's not 100%. Either way, so anything in Mishum Avelos, on Tisha B'Av and Shiva, you're not allowed to wash at all. Kol Shum Mishum Tainug, but if something is just usher because you're not allowed to get enjoyment, could go in tiny sibur, like on fast days, bechamin usher betzonin mutter. And only taking a hot shower is usher, betzonin is mutter. Taking a cold shower is mutter because that is not considered enjoyable. That's Shitas Rav Chisda. Contrasting Tisha B'Av and Shiva, no washing, versus fast days, which one is allowed to wash in cold. One second. Tosfos already points out, right across, Tosfos in Vakal, v'yachshav, she'in tiny sibur, b'vavel Tisha B'Av, because Bizman Azeh, we had this 2 days ago, the only real halachic Taina Sibur is Tisha B'Av, Mutaran Afilu B'chamin, Afilu Yuzayim B'tamas V'Som Gedalia, Kach Pasak Rav Yah. The Rav Yah and other Rishonim say, Bizman Azeh, we take showers on fast days, other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, obviously. Rav Yoel Aviv Asa L'Urchos B'chamin. But the Rav Yah's father, Rav Yoel, said it is Asa. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we are Mako. We are Mako, as long as you got to make sure no water gets in your mouth. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tavkuf Nun Sif Beis, Tzomos Halalu Chutz Mitisha B'Av Mutarin Berechitza V'Sicha V'Nilzal Hashemita V'Inzorak L'Hafzak B'Hem Mibod Yom. You know, all the Heinuyim do not apply on all the other fast days. Only Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur against this Rav Chisda who says washing in hot water. It is. I'm sorry. Rinsing out your mouth is a good question. If one does it carefully, yes. If one does it carefully and has their mouth open, mouthwash, and rinsing out a mouth is fine, as long as one makes sure not to swallow. Brushing your teeth is fine to do on a fast day. You just got to make sure not to swallow anything. But on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, nothing. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, nothing in the mouth. But this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There is a Mishnah Berurah that's not so well known right here on this Shulchan Aruch. People are looking for chumras. Here's another one. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, why is it mutter? Because... Not right now. I'm not about to make it well known. Mr. Burr says, why are you allowed to wash? Why are they all the fast days? Because they never accepted it. Originally, when they accepted these fast days, they were never makabel to, the other fast days should be like Tisha B'Av. And then the Mr. Burr says, Ubal Nefesh Yachmir, Bikulon, Kimoba Tisha B'Av. The Mr. Burr quotes based on a Ramban in Rosh Hashanah and his Drushal Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban says, Me'ikir Hadin, there's a Chalos Shem Tainus Sibur by all the fast days. Says the Ramban, Bal Nefesh Yachmir by all the fast days to do the Hei Inuyim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Bal Nefesh Yachmir. So if you see anybody walking around with non-leather shoes on Shavuos B'Tammuz, maybe they're following this Mishnah Berurah. Bal Nefesh Yachmir, B'kulon, Kimo Tisha B'Av, unless he says, if it's Leil Tefillah or something else, Ad Mikra Adin, you know, maybe it would not be appropriate. This would also go on the Chumrah, in the Chumrah Shir that we gave, that if this is something that's going to single you out, obviously it would also be inappropriate. But let's say privately, in terms of washing, so then he quotes in the Sharet Zion here. So, Inna Matzik Zeres, B'Novzik Aliyah, today we have Tzaris, and based on the Ramban, and based on the Gra, they all think that maybe one should undertake this. But again, this is not such a well-known chumrah, but Baal Nefesh Yachmer, the Mishnah Berurah says, by the Hei Inuyim, by all the fast days, Baal Nefesh Yachmer. Okay, so but again, this is based on the Tosfos here, that you're allowed to, the Shulchan Aruch is based on our Tosfos, that you're allowed to take a shower, Bizman Hazeh, on the other fast days. Amar Avidim Ravitz, now we're going to have four brises that either support or contradict Shitas Rav Chisda. Number one. Our Mishnah proves Rav Chisda. The Mishnah adds in the line, remember on the first fast days, that you're not allowed to wash, and we close the bathhouses. So why are we closing the bathhouses? It must be because bathhouses are hot water. That's a raya, that's what's usser on the fast days, but cold would be okay. Armali Abayo. Abayo says, one second. Vibit Sonin Usser. What's the other possibility? You're proving that Sonin is Mutter? If Sonin would be Usser, what should the Mishnah say? Sokhran aside, Naharas Bibai Lilimisay. We're closing up the rivers? No, what else would it say? You can't bring a riot from the Mishnah. What else should it say there? There's no other possibility. So Amar Rav Shishi Breder Avidi, Abba Hachi Kashalei. No, this is, Rav Shishi Breder Avidi says, this is what my father meant. Right, Ravidi Baravin, as the proof. Michti, it's not Asa Brachitza. The Mishnah already says it's also to be Rochates. No one has a Merchazos Lomeli. Why do you even have to say anything about the stores? Just say it's Asa Lirchos. What do you have to say? And you close the stores. So that's the Raya. El Allah, Shmamina, Bechaman Asa Betsoni Mutta. The Raya is that because bathhouses have hot water, that's the Raya from the Mishnah. One. Two. Lema Messiah Lay. Second proof. Let's prove it from the following line. We've had a number of times. Kol chayvei tefilas tovling b'kedarkin b'betishba b'yom kippurim. The halacha is not Bizman Azeh, but the halacha was Bizman Gemara, that according to this opinion, all chayvi tefillos, anybody who was obligated to go to the mikvah, obligated, not custom, obligated to go to the mikvah, can even go on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. A woman whose lal tefillah comes out, a person who is the tamei meis, anybody who has to go to the mikvah that night, goes to the mikvah. But my, so what type of again, just put Bizman Azeh, we'll read Tosfos in a second, this does not apply. We do not go to the Mikvah Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. But Bizman Gemara, let's just do the proof first. They did go. B'mai. So what type of mikvah, what type of place are we talking about? Ilema B'chamin. Are we talking about going into a hot container of water, a hot source of water? Ask the Gemara. Tefila B'chamin Mi'ika. She'uvin in who? So what would be heated? What type of water would be heated? L'chora only in a utensil, in a kli. So if it's in a kli, that's mayim she'uvin. That's not good for a mikvah. She'uvin means drawn water. So what else would be heated? So it must be the context of is not hot water, because that wouldn't be allowed to use for a mikvah. Rashi quotes here that we'll get to that. What about any other concept? But that's it would be a problem of she'uvin. There's a machlokas of poskim. You can look in Tosfos and Baba Basra. Tosfos quotes a machlokas. We've shown him whether she'uvin is a psul d'araisa or a psul d'rabanan. Very important lamaisa for hilchos mikvos. But machlokas there, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam that it is a psul d'araisa, and Tosfos himself thinks it's a psul d'rabanan. Tosfos and Baba Basra samach vav. But the Gemara here does not like at this point. That's going to be Tosfos in a second. The Gemara does not think there's any other possibility of having a heated mikvah. So therefore, what else? What are we talking about? The fact that you're allowed to go in. It must be Elul Habetzoni. You must be talking about cold. And what does this Mamer say? Only Chayvi Tefilas are allowed to go in. The Chayvi Tefilas in the Shachmina Lo. So this proves that cold is Usur on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, proving the first half of the statement of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina, Lo Nisfcha El Chamei Tveria. No proof. Maybe we're talking about Chamei Tveria, meaning sources of heated water that are natural. Chamei Tveria. And therefore, there's no proof. Ihach Yema Seifa. One second. Then the Seifa is a problem. Because what is the next line? After the first opinion says they could go to the mikvah, the second line says, Amri Chanin Neskana Kohanim, Kedayu Beis Elokeinu La'abit Elov Tefila Pamachas Bashana. The Beis HaMikdash is worth it that they don't go to the mikvah one night a year. It's worth it for the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that mean? It sounds like it's worth it. Don't go. V'i'amir v'tzonin mutter yechaz b'tzonin. If you're telling me that the only discussion is hot, but cold is not a problem, so what do you mean kedai la'abe? So go in cold. There's no ibud there. It cannot be talking about, you cannot assume that the maimer is assuming that cold would be mutter. So amar apam ba'asuk lo shchiach sonin. Yeah, so I'm in a case where there is no cold. There is no cold, then you're going to be ma'abed the mikvah if you cannot go in hot, but may ikar hadin, cold might be mutter, therefore it would be a raya again to Rav Chista. Tosas brings up, is there a raya from this Gemara that there's something called hamshacha. Hamshacha means, let's say you draw water from a natural source of water, and then you roll it, you drink it against the ground. So does that lose its status of she'uvin? That's with hamshacha. Now it's humshach. It's continued on the ground, and then you put it into the mikvah. So is that okay? Tosfos says, why did the Gemara suggest that? It must be, says Tosfos, that you cannot build a mikvah purely based with that type of water. Purely based with that type of water. That's Tosfos. Kulo sha'uv lo mahani tefila. And that, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's what we paskin. You could have rove. As long as you have rove that's not this, then it could be humshach. Not, let's say a mikvah has to be 40 sa'ah minimum. So if at least 21 sa'ah are naturally non-she'uvin, then you could have the other 19 that are she'uvin that are brought there ayyidei hamshacha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yaradeya. Again, this is part of a larger issue of Hilchos Mikvos, but let's continue down. Third brisa brought to this one is to ask a kasha on Rav Chista. Tashma, kisha amru aser b'malacha. When we said that on a tainus sibur there's an iser malacha, lo amru ela b'yomav abayil mutter. It only starts by day and not by night, based on the makar we had earlier today about the zakenim only get together by day. Ukisha amru aser b'nilas asanda lo amru ela b'ir ob derech mutter. And when we say you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, that's only in the city. But if somebody's traveling in between cities, you can put on the leather shoes. Hakesad yotzi la derech noel. If you're going out to the road, you can put on your shoes, and when you come in, then you take them off. Ukisha Amru, third one, which is the one important for us. Ukisha Amru, Aser Berachitza, Lo Amel Lekal Gufo. Avapanav Yadav Araglav Mutter. And what is Aser? Only washing the whole body. But Panav Yadav Araglav would be Mutter on a Tainus Sibur. V'cheina Tamotze, Biminude Uba Avel. And the same thing with a Minude, somebody who was excommunicated, Uba Avel, or with somebody sitting Avelus. My love, Akulhu, isn't this last line going on all three statements previously, including the last one, which is about Rechitza, and therefore what is it saying? That an Avel also is allowed to wash Panav Yadav Araglav, just not called Gufo. Ubamaya Skinan. And what are we talking about? Which type of washing? Ilema Bachamin. Are we talking about hot water? And it's saying that an Avel is allowed to wash Panav Yadav Araglav in hot water. Panav Yadav Araglav Misharu. That's not true. Vamar Rav Sheshes, Avel also Lahoshet Espo Bachamin. An Avel even can't put his finger, somebody sitting Shiva, can't put his finger into hot water. So El Allah Besonit. It must be talking about cold. And what does it say? Cold water. Panav Yadav Araglav is mutter, and it's Akasha and Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda allowed on a tiny sibur washing the whole body in cold water. And yet here, only Panav Yadav Araglav is allowed on a tiny sibur. So Gemara's answer is low. Lo olam b'cham, and really we're talking about hot water. That last line, comparing it to an avel, and a menudeh is not talking about the washing, so about the other two, so therefore we're not forced to say that the rechitza line is cold, it's talking about hot, no kasha on Rav Chisda. Number four, Brisa related to Rav Chisda. Tashma, last one. There's a story where the children of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Rachman al Islam, died. And he was in Shiva, he washed in cold. Kasha and Rav Chisda, how could he wash? Rav Chisda says, in Shiva, you're not allowed to wash. There is when he had two avelios, one after another. Right after he finished one avelos, the other one either overlapped or started right away afterwards, and he didn't have time in between to take a shower. So in that case, that's different. The tiny tachvu avelov zachar zeh, hichmet sero makabateir. So in that case, the halacha says, if your hair is heavy, you really need a haircut, you're allowed to trim it. Umechabes ksusa b'mayim, you're allowed to do a little bit of laundry. Amar of chista utara v'lo b'misparayim, to use a little razor and not a regular scissors, meaning it has to be done with a little shinui. B'mayim v'lo b'lasa v'lo b'chol, not with regular soap in the laundry, meaning with a little shinui. But that's the halacha. If somebody has two avelios, one after another, so then it comes up. Let's say somebody is svira. Somebody is about 2 days before Lag BaOmer, they really need a haircut. Rachman al Islam, they go in there, they become an avel. Or after the 3 weeks, whatever there are, these halachas come up that if a person really needs a haircut, so then there are certain kulas that one can possibly have. But again, do it with a mentioned here. Do it with a shinui. Okay, just one thought about we're going to get to an avel washing. So this is something that also is a misconception by some. On let's say on Friday afternoon during Shiva. So some think. Some are mistaken that they think chatzos is it. Chatzos, you ready? Don't say tachan and chatzos. That's it. I can already wash around. Avelim on Erev Shabbos cannot take a shower, but they want the minhag is to wash their arms, wash their face. So that does not apply from chatzos. They a person sits shiva up until the time before Shabbos, and they have to stop just the amount of time that they need to get ready. An hour before Shabbos, whatever it is, 45 minutes before Shabbos, that's when they wash around, they get up, they take off their torn shirt, etc. But it's not from Chatzos, it's just from all the way until Shabbos, until the time before Shabbos that they have to stop. But again, that's Panav Yadav Araglav based on this Gemara. Next, Amar Rava. So now Rava argues on Rav Chisda. Rava says, and we're going to have two versions of Rava. First version of Rava, Avel Mutter Lirchos Bitzoni Kol Shiva. An Avel is Mutter to wash during Shiva. Against what we said before. Rav Chisda said no. Rav says it's a mutter. Midi dahavia bisra chamra. Similar to meat and wine. An avel is allowed to drink wine and eat meat. So too there. So what does he see? It's comparable to that. An onain is not. But an avel is. So just like an avel is allowed to eat fleshiks, right? It's not as chamur as our minhag of the 9 days. So an avel is allowed to eat meat. So do they go together? Maha kesher between these two. What's the kesher between meat and wine and water? So the Nitziv says, in the Merom Yisada here, an important yisod, and that is, when it comes to avelus, there's two concepts. There's no chiyuv for an avel to be bitsar. That's not the chiyuv of avelus. Avelus means an avel is not allowed to have tanug. Not allowed to have extra enjoyment. But it can be neutral. But to have positive tsar, so that is not what he has a chiv to have. So that is what Rava means. Kaberget to meat. Somebody eats meat as part of his normal diet. Not having meat, that's something but tsar. So therefore he could have meat, and that's the same reason that he could wash with cold, assumes Rava. Quote, there is no chiv of tsar. There is a story quoted that when heard of this from a few people, so I'm not going to say who. When somebody went to visit Rav Soloveitchik when he was sitting Shiva, so he saw that he was learning a little bit. So they said, Rebbe, you know, right? Not allowed to learn when sitting Shiva. So Rav Soloveitchik said, he says, Istinis Ani, similar to what it says in the Mishnah in Brachas, which, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, the Meromi saw the quote, and the Sib quotes that Gemara, that Mishnah by Rabbi Gamliel in Brachas, that he washed during Shiva because he was an Istinis. Rav Soloveitchik said, if I don't learn, I'm Bitsar. It's not that I have a lack of Tanug. I'm Bitsar, he was on that level. That there was a positive tsar for him fitting into the tzitziv. That's why he was learning. But that's this chiluk that the tzitziv has here. Meisvei, so we'll ask a kasha on Rava. Again, Rava says that somebody in shiv is allowed to wash. Meisvei, in a bogeres bashal v'navel, so asma b'mei evel aviha, a bogeres, let's assume that means, according to most Rishonim, that means a girl that's 12 and a half years old or above is not allowed to be menavel, make herself disgusting during Avel Aviha. Why? Because we want to make sure that her suitors that might come, maybe they'll see her b'shai, she'll have a lot of guests in the house during Shiva, so we don't want her to look so bad. So therefore, she's not allowed to be menavel herself, be made Avel Aviha. What does Avel Aviha mean? So let's pashtus, it means when she's sitting Shiva for her father. So we'll get back to another pshat in a minute. Let's first finish the raya. Hanara rasha, but it's mashma that only a bogeres who's already in the parsha, but a nara who's only 12 to 12 and a half. So rasha, she is allowed to be minaveles herself. What halacha are we talking about here? My labrachitza. Aren't we talking about washing? Because that's what. What else would it be talking about? Taking a shower. Ubermai. Ilema bakam. And are we talking about hot water? In a bogeres basha. And what is this mamer say? That a bogeres has to take a shower in hot water? That can't be. Vamar of chizda avil asal hoshet esbob machamin. Nobody says hot. Se el alab etzonin. The whole discussion must be tzonin. And what does it say here? That a nara is not allowed to wash. Only a bogeres has the heter, but everybody else is us. So it's against Rava, because Rava says they can wash during Shiva. So lo, akichol opirkus. You're right. We're not talking about shower. We're talking about makeup. Makeup is the issue. Nothing to do with rechitza. Period. There is another pshat quoted in Rashi here. What does it mean? Evel aviha. The second pshat on top is when her father is sitting Shiva. When her father is sitting Shiva. Bizman ha-Gemara, the Gemara talks about this in a little in Maseches Ksubis and other places, that when a relative of somebody's is sitting Shiva, there are certain nihugim of avelus that are done by the grandchildren, by the ones who are related to the person sitting Shiva. The Gemara talks about certain nihugim that are done. If somebody's father, Rechman al-Zan, is sitting Shiva, there are certain nihugim that were done, Bizman ha-Gemara, in that, at least b'fanehem, like if a person is in the house, beis ha'avel, they do certain nihukim as well, in terms of sitting on the floor, there's other nihukim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, in Shinayin Dalet, in Hilchat Avelis, call misha mis'abel alav, mis'abel imo, im meis lo meis, v'davka ba'odil b'fanev, av'shlo b'fanev, yitzarech linog avelis. Only if you are in front of the person, chutz mei ishto, etc. And the Shulchan Aruch continues. There are more quotes, why we never heard of this b'zman hazeh. There are more quotes, v'yishomrim, a number of yishomrim say this, diha idna noagin lohakel ba'avelazeh shel hamis ablim imo. Right, we're makeup by this avelus of the extension of avelus. This is in Shinayin Dalet Vav. De'ein zeh elamishim kvod hamis ablim. Because what's the whole reason you have this extension of avelus? Because the kavod of those sitting in mourning. V'yachshav nohagu kulam limchol. And now there is an assumed mechila, and therefore there is no concept of this misabel imo v'chein ogen ha'igah shlo zabal klalam ha'misablim. Remember how the Talmud that asked this Shaila, and he said, but Rabbi, what if I feel that I want, you know, I feel like his father was saying Shiva, I want to. So he quotes the next line of the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, v'chal ha'machmir bazeh eino elamin ha'matmihim. Right, if somebody's machmir, it's an inappropriate chumrah. Nobody does this bizman hazeh. There's an automatic mechila, and therefore this should not be done bizman hazeh. Not just is not done, but the Ramah says should not be done bizman hazeh. You know, others would say it's an ayin hara type of thing, but the Ramah doesn't get into that. He just says it should not be done bizman hazeh. Okay, vaiter lema mesayeli. Now let's try to bring a proof to Rava, who says you're allowed to take a cold shower during Shiva. Domer b'yavet akoyim shiva b'yosi akoyim. Same story as we had before. Ma'ase beis abanav shiva b'yosi b'rachanina. V'rachatz b'soni kol shiva, he took a shower all shivas. Isn't that a raya that you can shower during shiva? So Armi, we say no raya. Hasa might be different. B'shatachvu avelav ze'achar ze'. There you had two avelios, one after another. Yimei Avelos, the Tanya, Tachvuhu Avelov Zeh Arzeh, Hich Metzara Meka Batar, Umachavis Ksusa B'mayim, you're allowed to do that if it's one after another. Amar Rav Chisda, do it with a Shinui. Batara V'lo B'misparayim, B'mayim V'lo Menesa V'lo B'cho V'lo B'ohel, not with regular kinds of soap. Period. Next, Iga Da Amri Amar Rava. There's another version of Rava. So we had Rav Chisda, Rava number one, now we have Rava number two. Avel Aser Betzonin Kol Shiva. Second, the Memra is that Rava agrees with Rav Chisda that Avel is Usur during Shiva. My Shnami Basar Yain, what's the difference between a cold shower and eating meat and drinking wine? Hasam Lefachuche Pachtehu Da'avin. No, this might be where the Nitziv gets it from. There, meat and wine, that's just calming down his anxieties. It's just calming, it's his normal way of life. That's not extra. That's different than a cold shower. A cold shower is not just to calm down anxiety, but the meat and the wine is more needed. Lema Masailis, now let's try to bring a proof to that one. Exactly what we tried to bring a kasha before, we're going to bring a raya now. The Bogeres is not allowed to make yourself disgusting, but an hour can. Ubemai, Elim Abacham, and are we talking about hot water? That can't be because there's no heter for Bogeres. The discussion must be cold. And if the discussion is cold, isn't this a raya? Isn't this a raya then? Because again, here we see that a nara is usser, and everybody's usser. Only a bogeris has the heter. So my answer is again, no raya. Lo akichol pirkeis, there's no raya. Amar of Chisda, Zosa Meres, what we see from here as well, if makeup is usser, avel usser b'tichbos is kol shiva, laundry is also usser. We compare the makeup and the laundry, those are extra added amenities, and that is why, this is the makar also, that an avel is not allowed to do laundry. Not allowed to do laundry, similar to what we do, our minhag, during the 9 days. V'hilchasa, halacha l'maisa, finishing off the sugya, Avel as alurcha is called gufo, b'mechamin, b'mitzonin, called shiva, and avel is not allowed to wash at all. Avapani other baragla b'chamin, also b'tzonin mutter, but washing a little bit, hands and face, washing in the morning, he's allowed to do in cold. Avalasuch, afilu kol shehu, asur, but to smear with some type of creams, like sicha. So then, that is asur, that's pleasurable. Vimla aver, es hazuama mutter, but just, if it's just to remove sweat, then it would be mutter, right? Nafkamina would be, unscented deodorant. Unscented deodorant would be mutter, because that is just assumed to be la'aver es ha'zu'ama, and therefore that would be mutter. The Ritva just sums up the sugya and says there are three different levels that we're talking about here. Three different cases. Number one, we have Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is aser because that's avelus to kol Yisrael. There, you're not allowed to even stick your finger into cold water. That's the most chamur. Ve'eno tzarech, for sure, hot water, number one. Number two, in avel, during Shiva, which is more kal, because that's avelus shel yachid, that's mutter in cold parts of the body. That's level number two. And level number three, the most makel is a tainus sibur, which is just mishum tainug. So then, based on the Gemara, the whole body is mutter in cold. Whole body is mutter in cold and not in hot. We said the next step, Tosva says that b'sman hazeh, we even shower in hot on the other fast days, as long as it's not on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Those are the three levels. The Ritva says Lamaisa, Tisha B'Av, Shiva, and Tainus Sibur. Next Gemara, next piece. Slosi Tanisa Hechem et Karina. Where do we mention Anenu in Shemona Esrei? Right? The Tefillah of a fast day. Adri Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Bray. Rav Yehuda once took his son Rav Yitzchak on a walk. The Darish and he darshened. Yachid. Right? Why do we have to know that? Because you have to be learning when you take a walk. That's the Musar. Why do we have to have that line of the Gemara? Obviously meant to teach us something. V'darash, and he said to his son, Yochish kibol of tainis, mispalo shol tainis, Yochid, that was b'kabal tainis, he davins, he says anenu. V'heichan omer, where did he say it? Bein goel l'rofe. Between the bracha of Geula and Rifa'enu. Why? The Beis Yosef quotes, similar makar that we have bein smichas Geula l'tfila, right, because it says in Tehillim, Hashem Tsuri Vago Ali, and the end of Perak Yutes, the beginning of Perak Chaf, Yanch Hashem Biyom Tzara. So, based on that also, right after Geula, we should put in Anenu, which is Yanch Hashem Biyom Tzara. Ask the Gemara, Maskel Rabbi Yisrael Chiyachid Kovei Bracha La'atzmo. A Yachid supposed to say Anenu in between two brachas? The Yachid has Anenu as a separate bracha? No, he doesn't. El Amar Rabbi Yisrael B'Shamei Tfila. He doesn't have it as a separate bracha. He has it in the middle of Shomei Tefillah. V'chein Amar of Sheishes b'Shomei Tefillah. He has it in Shomei Tefillah. And that's what Tosfos says. That's the halacha. Third Tosfos, El Amar of Yitzchak, V'hachi Pasek b'Shmaitza. The Tefillah's Tainus b'Shomei Tefillah. That's what we do. We say Anenu not as a separate bracha. A Yachid is not Kovei Bracha La'atzma. Meisvei, is this true that a yachid says it in Shomea Tefillah? But we have a line, ain bein yachid letzibur elosh zemes palos shmona esrei v'zemes palos shasrei. We have a line that says the difference between a yachid and a tzibur is that a yachid says 18 brachas and a tzibur says 19 brachas. So my yachid and my tzibur, what does yachid and tzibur here mean? Ilem a yachid mamish v'tzibur shliach tzibur doesn't mean the yachid, a real yachid. And it's tzibur means the shliach tzibur. So then 19 is not correct. Hanit shasrei. Esrin rabahavi. We're going to have later on that on a fast day you say 24 brachos. You add in an extra 6, right? It's not 19. So this can't be talking about a regular shliach tzibur. Se'elav hachikamar. What must the 18 versus 19 be talking about? Ein bein yachid shekibalav tainis yachid. Yachid shekibalav tainis tzibur. We must be talking about individuals. But the question is, what was the individual makabel on himself? What was he know there? It must be the following. The difference between a yachid that's makabel on himself, a tainis yachid, versus a yachid that's makabel on himself, a tainis sibur. That's the difference. Elosh ha-zemes pala shmona asher v'zemes pala shasrei. So shma mina, yachid koveh brachal asmo. So you see a yachid that's makabel, a tainis sibur, has 19 brachas. Meaning me'ikar adin, not 19 like we have. Leaving afal al-mashinim. Meaning aneinu is a separate bracha. So kasha. So Gemara says no. Lo olam ema lachash shliach tzibur. Really, go back to the first possibility. We're talking about a shliach tzibur. Kasha lachash shliach tzibur esen ba'arba masli. I don't. We have 24 brachas and not 19. But gimel tainis rishono. So like esen ba'arba. No, we're talking about the first three. The first three in the sets. We have 3, 3, and 7. We're talking about the first three that only has 19 brachas. Still not 24. The Gemara says blow. Is that true? The first three don't have 24. But ha'ein bein k'tani. We have the following line that says there's no difference between the first and the end's fast days, and there's no difference by shmona esrei's. Ein bein gimel rishonos l'gimel emsayos elosh be'elu mutarim batzias malacha or be'elu asurim batzias malacha. We see the only difference between the first three and the next three is the isur malacha issue. Ha'lachav dalad zev zeh shavid. But regarding shmona esrei, they're the same. So we're back to the question. The Gemara says no. Tana v'shir. Maybe it's not the only difference. Not the only difference. There are differences. This is a difference also. Don't take it so literally. Oh, my shear to high shear. One second. If something is left out, the Gemara always assumes the Mishnah wouldn't have just left out one halacha. It would have left out two halachas, not just one. Also, v'suva ha'ein bein k'tani. Also, the language of ein bein sounds pretty specific. It's not just a list here that could have left off some of the list. It says there is nothing different except. So, Ella, you're right. Really, we're talking about the first set and the other fast days. Ella tana bi isure kamari bitfilos lo kamari. First answer is that really there is the first three do not have a shmona esrei of 24 and the next one does, but the Mishnah is not talking about tfilos. The Mishnah is talking about isurim. There's no difference regarding isurim of the first set and the rest except for isur malacha. Or the second possibility is that maybe even on the next three there is no 24 brachas. The first six have 19 brachas. So that's how the Mishnah, the next Chazal could say ain bain between the first three and the next three, because both of them have 19. Period. But at the end, at this point, right now, we end up without a kasha, and we end up saying that anenu is only said in Shomei Tfilah by a yachid. A yachid is not koveya bracha la'atzmo. Okay, we'll stop here, right before the word v'lo.